morning. This is Dr. Cheryl Kirby, Associate State Director for Marketing and Professional Development for the Florida SBDC Network State Office. I'm here today with Earl Young, Executive Vice President and Senior Lending Officer for Florida Traditions Bank to discuss Financial Literacy Month. Thank you for joining us, Earl, for part one on our series on financial literacy.
It's my pleasure.
So, April has been declared National Financial Literacy Month. Every month, individuals and organizations across the country draw attention to the importance of financial literacy and the need for more and better financial education through a variety of activities and initiatives. Earl, how important is it for small businesses to have a clear and accurate financial plan?
Financial literacy, as with all education, is critical to the future of our nation if we are to continue as a free capitalist society. Sounds serious, but it's not an overstatement. No financial independence, no independence. The cycle starts in grade school. I know that the SBDC is zeroed in on helping the small business person, but financial literacy education for basics and personal affairs needs to start early. Every business needs to put their resources behind this problem. It is their future also. As for banks, there are several programs for financial literacy training. We have chosen to team up with the Community Affairs Division of the FDIC, our primary regulator, sponsoring at least one at-risk grade school in each of the communities that we serve. The FDIC has programs for all ages. I think financial literacy is one of the gateways into the SBDC network of services for new and existing businesses. If you look at successful larger businesses, even the big public international companies always have several continuing education opportunities for their employees. Knowledge really is king. If every small business doesn't have or understand their financial statements and how they affect their cash flows, the owners might muddle their way through without understanding their financial information and position. But let me stop here and say, if that's what they want to do in their lifestyle, that's not a bad thing. But the likelihood is, if they don't understand, they will continue to muddle through at best and fail at worst. I'm sure we'll talk some more about this.
Great point. You know, that is one of the main things that we do here at the Florida Small Business Development Center Network, is we help people with access to capital. So for small businesses, with that being a main obstacle, how do you recommend small businesses approach obtaining a commercial loan?
Access to capital is a very broad concept. I've heard the phrase time and time again over the last 40 years of my career. It tends to be a battle cry for those looking for money. But there are several different sources of capital based on the stage of the borrower and what they're willing to pay for it and what they intend to do with the money. For instance, an existing company wanting to expand is in a totally different category than a startup company or one looking for venture capital or outside investors. What is the business trying to do? And what does it have to offer to a potential lender or investor? If an entrepreneur does not have full knowledge of their business or what they want to do, in all cases, it is difficult to find money. Quite often, the business person merely needs to understand the options and the different resources. While every stage of business has its challenge, probably the most difficult loan to make is a startup business. Usually, the borrower is an excellent craftsperson or has a great niche but does not have a financial background or even a basic understanding of business finances. An ill-prepared existing business can be equally difficult for many of the same reasons. Quite often, a little organizational management direction, a financial reporting and management training and upgrade, and then matching up where the borrower is in that evolution with the potential resources is all it takes. I believe that this is another gateway to the SBDC's broad-based programs. SBDC can serve as a source for information, a source for financial and organizational management training, and resource for other direct assistance such as business plans and loan applications. My personal goal as a board member is to focus on these issues that provide a bridge or maybe even a lifeline for small business, no matter where they are in their evolution.